Welcome to the Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
This is your host, Blake Lindsay, and I want to personally welcome you to Zig Ziglar's Inspire Podcast. I want to take 30 seconds or so and say thank you to everybody who has called or emailed me with your special stories. You have shared with us how Zig Ziglar's Inspire Podcast has helped you out personally and professionally. You have certainly brightened my day on several occasions. Here's my number. If you want to call me, it's 214-207-6972. My email address is blindsay, L-I-N-D-S-A-Y, at Ziegler, Z-I-G-L-A-R.com. Today, Zig is going to talk about our actions toward others are like ripples in a pond. Many times, they extend out even further than we know. Let's turn it up a notch and listen together to Zig Ziegler.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes. From coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Several years ago at the cafeteria over at Southwestern Seminary, which most of you know is over in Fort Worth, they had a sign at the beginning of the serving line in front of the apples that said, God is watching, take only one. Well, they went down the line and they got to the end of it where they had the cookies. The little sign said, take as many as you want. God is busy watching the apples, all right? How many of you remember when the Pope made his tour of America and went to San Antonio? You remember that? Okay. Well, a lot of people don't know this, but the Pope loves to drive cars. He had never driven a real fancy limousine, and obviously they had for him the very best. Well, as he was getting, you know, been all over the place, being chauffeured around, came time for him to leave, go back to the airport to catch the plane, and he told the chauffeur, he said, you know, I've never driven one of these. He said, let me drive. Well, the chauffeur tried to talk him out of it. He said, no, I'm an excellent driver, and I want to drive. Well, he was an excellent driver, all right, but he did drive a little fast. Got out on the freeway, and he had that sucker really going down, and he heard the siren behind him, saw the flashing lights. He pulled over to the side. Patrolman got out. He walked up. He took it one look at the Pope, and he said, excuse me. He went back to his patrol car, and he called headquarters, and he said, hey, we got a serious problem. I said, what's the problem? He said, we got a big one. I said, well, is it the mayor? He said, oh, no, he's bigger than that. Is it the governor? Oh, no, he's lots bigger than that. He said, well, how big is he? He said, I don't know, but he's got to be a big one. He said he's got the Pope as his chauffeur. There are a lot of important people in life. But let's explore why the philosophy of you can have everything in life you want. If you'll have enough other people get what they want, how does it work in the corporate world? Again, you might say, now, wait a minute, Zig. I work on Main Street. I deal with Wall Street. I challenge you to pick up, go to the library if need be, or give me your card and we'll send you a copy, an issue of the December the 8th, 1989 issue of the Wall Street Journal. In this issue, they talk about the Golden Rule companies. Do unto others, you know, as you want them to do unto you. You can have what you want, help other people get what they want. They discovered something rather intriguing about them. Number one, they grow faster. Number two, they make more money. Number three, they have a greater return on equity than do the other companies. Now, let me ask you, what kind of doctor do you want to go to? What kind of store do you want to go to? What kind of service person do you want to deal with? Isn't it always somebody who has a prime interest in you, who's absolutely honest, whose integrity is beyond question, you can absolutely trust? Isn't that the kind of person you like to deal with? Well, the reality is they're more profitable. In the December 1989 issue of Executive Excellence, there's an article by Ken Blanchard. Most everybody recognizes his name as being the one-minute manager. And Dr. Blanchard, in this particular article, points out that had you invested $30,000 in the stock market across the board, the composite, had you invested $30,000 in it 30 years earlier, at that point you would have had roughly $109,000. But had you taken the same $30,000 and invested it in the 15 companies which have integrity as the base from which they operate, and an announced public policy that the reason they're in business is to serve the public, you can have everything in life you want. If you'll just help enough other people get what they want, you'd have over $1 million. With integrity, as I've often said, you have nothing to fear because you have nothing to hide. Now, let's see if we can tie all of this again into the way we deal with other people. A number of years ago, just outside of Boston, Massachusetts, there was a mental institution which for its day was well advanced. But even though this one was ahead of most in the country, they still had a dungeon downstairs where they put the ones for which there was no hope. They had a little girl named Annie, little Annie. And little Annie had those tremendous mood swings. One day she was kind and loving and gentle. And another day she became almost a little animal. And she was just absolutely impossible to predict. They had her down in the dungeon. There was an elderly nurse there who was nearing age of retirement. And for whatever reason, she started every day going down there and having her lunch just outside of the cage where little Annie was being housed. And she wouldn't necessarily talk to her. She might speak, might say a few things. But she was just there every day in her own way, commuting to her, "You are a human being. I do love you. I have an interest in you." One day she took some brownies and put them just inside, and little Annie ignored them. But the next day, she noticed that the brownies were gone. The next Thursday, she took some more brownies down, and the process goes on. Well, the doctors there noticed that there was improvement in little Annie. They decided they would move her up and put her in the treatment process. Later, they pronounced her well. They said, "You can leave now. You're okay. You can function in society." But she said, "No. You know, this has meant so much to me. It has given my life back. I would like to stick around for at least a few years and pay back by doing some things for some other people." Many, many years later, when Helen Keller received England's highest recognition for a foreigner, Queen Victoria asked her, "To whom or what do you attribute your remarkable success in life with all of the handicaps, all of the things you've done?" Without any hesitation, Helen Keller said, "Had it not been for Anne Sullivan, little Annie, this would not have happened. In relationship building, you never know how far it's going to go.
I think that story about Annie Sullivan is amazing. Just think about who you can impact today with a kind word or a kind act. I believe the term is paying it forward. Go out and make somebody's day today. This is Blake Lindsay encouraging you to live your life to the fullest. Inspiring true performance. Hey, Ziegler podcasters, this is Blake Lindsay, and I want to offer you a special bonus of some great Ziegler material in a downloadable format just like you're used to with the Ziegler Inspire podcast. Just go to Ziegler.com/podcast bonus, and you'll find a free download, 60 minutes long, of Zieg's finest stories, and a free download of Zieg's most inspirational quotes. This is our way of showing you some gratitude and saying thank you for listening to the Ziegler Inspire podcast. We appreciate you. Go to Ziegler.com/podcast bonus.